USA News, I'm John Schaefer. This week, there is no relief at the nation's airports as everyone returns from their Christmas vacation.
Believe me, from now until the new year, every day is going to be an adventure.
Patty Mancha from the TSA says travelers should expect long lines as this travel season has set new records. Many holiday travelers are not accustomed to airports, and for half of them, this is the only time of year they navigate airport security. Mancha's advice for those traveling through New Year's? Arrive at the airport early. High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are heading to Mexico amid a surge in migrants crossing the southern border. The Secretary of State, Secretary of Homeland Security, and the White House Homeland Security Advisor all scheduled to meet with the President of Mexico on Wednesday to explore immediate measures the two nations can implement to tackle challenges at the border. In response to last week's ruling that disqualified former President Trump from the state's 2024 ballot, Denver police are enhancing security measures for the Colorado Supreme Court. The Denver Police Department has announced an investigation into threats against the justices and is deploying additional patrols around their homes. With Christmas behind us, it's now the season to contemplate New Year's resolutions. Weight loss, a commonly chosen goal, coincides with a surge in prescriptions for the popular medicine Ozempic.
They do go to your brain and they tell your brain, okay, I'm not that hungry, I don't need to be eating this much, so it suppresses your appetite.
Dr. Maria Escobar-Vasco from the University of Texas Health System emphasizes that this medication is not intended for everyone. It's designed for individuals who are severely obese, not for those seeking to enhance their appearance in a swimsuit. And if you're heading out for some post-Christmas bargain hunting, you won't be alone. Retailers say that today ranks as the second busiest shopping day of the year, surpassed only by Black Friday. This is USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Israeli airstrikes in Syria have reportedly killed another top official with the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps this week.
According to Iranian state media, an Israeli strike on Monday killed Sayed Razi Mousavi as he returned from purported diplomatic duties in Damascus. Mousavi is among the highest-ranking Islamic Revolutionary Guard leaders targeted since a U.S. drone strike killed Iranian Quds Force commander Qasem Soleimani during the Trump administration in 2020. I'm Ryan Daniels.
At least someone had a white Christmas. In fact, maybe too white. Blizzard-like conditions have been walloping the plains and upper Midwest of the U.S. with heavy snow, freezing rain, and strong winds. The gusts are reported to be up to 75 miles per hour, bringing whiteout conditions that could make traveling today dangerous. Toppling trees and power outages are also possible. The Biden administration let stand the U.S. International Trade Commission's ban of imports of Apple Watches. The ban comes from a patent dispute over the device's blood oxygen meter, where the ITC ruled that Apple illegally used technology from Masimo, a medical company. The ban includes the Apple Watch Series 9 and Apple Watch Ultra 2. Apple has released a statement saying that it strongly disagrees with the order and is pursuing a range of legal and technical options. And today is a huge day for returns and exchanges. The amount of returns expected to be 28% higher than last year. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.